Insurgents in Iraq have killed Kenneth Bigley, a British civil engineer who was kidnapped on September 16th. Members of Bigley's family confirmed the news, and Iraqi militants released a video of Bigley's killing. The same group murdered two of Bigley's American colleagues last month. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has details from London.
Final confirmation of the fate of Kenneth Bigley came from his own family. His brother Phil spoke to reporters in Liverpool.
We can confirm that the family has now received absolute proof that Ken Bigley was executed by his captors.
The militants reportedly killed 62-year-old Bigley on Thursday afternoon in Latifia, just southwest of Baghdad. News agency reporters in the Iraqi capital said they had seen a videotape showing Bigley's killing. In it, both Bigley and one of six militants read prepared statements. The militants cited their unmet demand, the release of all women prisoners held by U.S. forces in Iraq. One of Bigley's captors then drew a knife and beheaded him. Speaking to reporters, British Foreign Minister Jack Straw praised Bigley as a decent man.
He was in Iraq for no other purpose than to earn his living by working for the benefit of the Iraqi people. Nothing can justify his killing. It is a terrible crime.
Straw said that just days before Bigley's killing, the British government had exchanged messages with his captors through an intermediary. He did not reveal the go-between's identity or the message's contents. Straw said the kidnappers stuck to their demands, and the British government did not budge from its public refusal to negotiate. Phil Bigley said that such a situation was inherently tough to resolve.
It could be that the fate of Ken was sealed from day one. We will never know.
The kidnappers belonged to a group called Unification and Jihad, led by Jordanian-born terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. The U.S. military has put a bounty on his head and has conducted numerous bombing raids in Fallujah aimed at his followers. In recent weeks, the British government and Bigley family worked to secure Ken's release. Meanwhile, the kidnappers issued videos showing Bigley begging Prime Minister Tony Blair to save his life. The Prime Minister assailed this manipulation in televised comments.
I feel utter revulsion at the people that did this, not just at the barbaric nature of the killing, but the way, frankly, they've played with the situation over the past few weeks.
The war in Iraq has become Tony Blair's biggest political liability. Most Britons feel he should never have sent troops to Iraq. But many do not believe the government should negotiate with hostage takers either. As for the Bigleys, they simply asked the media to leave them alone to mourn in peace. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.